If you've ever been inclined to adopt a chicken, your opportunity could be coming directly to you in Muswellbrook this coming Saturday. Joining us to have a chat about it from Let the Ladies Go is the Managing Director, Tanya Dakins. Tanya, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about Let the Ladies Go. What's it all about?
All right, it's about education. We just want people to have a think about what they're doing and what their dollars are paying for. Most people are good people, and if they knew what was happening behind the scenes, then they'd probably just change their behaviour.
We're talking about chickens being kept in those horrible cages where all they are is just to provide eggs for us. Is that the sort of thing you're talking about?
Well, that's the start of it, but most people are not even aware that there's not even a natural animal as the chicken. We've genetically mutated them all from jungle fowl. So, jungle fowl, like any other bird, lay 6 to 12 eggs a year, basically to make babies. That's the purpose of it.
Yep.
And, we've given these poor girls, probably in the 1950s, we had them up to laying 120 a year, and now they're over 350, and we're starting to see the odd one that's laying 2 eggs a day, which is just terrible, obviously. Obviously, that kills them. So,
how can we help out, Tanya?
Yeah, well, basically, you can give these girls, all the whether it's organic or free range or cage, they're all killed at 18 months old as waste product. So we try and find good homes for them to live out their lives in someone's backyard, as basically as a dog or a cat would as a pet.
So keep them as a pet as opposed to an egg producer for the kitchen.
Yeah, that's just further exploiting them. That's what's every egg that they lay knocks another nail in the coffin for them. Imagine if your wife or your daughter had to have a baby every day. She wouldn't last very long at all. So to come along just to get them for more slavery, I think, is not the right reason to come along. Come along because they've had a bad life, as you would go to get to the pound to get a dog or a cat to give them a better life.
How do you come across the chickens, Tanya?
How do we get them?
Yeah.
Well, the farmers, as I said, they all killed them at 18 months old, so farmers are also not bad people, so that if they've given an alternative option, they will take that option. So,
and do we just turn up and say, listen, I'd like a couple of chickens because I've got a few square metres at the back of my yard?
No, so otherwise we wouldn't know how many to bring. So basically what you've got to do is you've got to make application either via the first post in the Facebook page or via our website, which is lettheladiesgo.com.au, and you fill out the application. That tells us how many ladies we need to bring on a particular day, and then if your application's approved, you'll get a text message telling you the time and the location, and that way we're not taking girls on perhaps a very dangerous day's ride for no reason, you know what I mean? They're all going home with people.
If you would like to give an animal a better life than what it's enjoyed so far, then I would encourage you to chase up Let the Ladies Go, and maybe you'd be able to adopt one of these ladies this coming Saturday here in Muswellbrook. Tanya, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.
Thank you very much.